All right, folks, welcome and thanks for listening. Jeff Horvitz here. I am happy to be here with you today. And man, what a week it's been. And I want to talk about it some more. I still want to get to what I think is to come with the Senate going to the Democrats. I've been trying to do this all week, but we've been so we've taken so many phone calls, and I appreciate the many calls. I think we took like 40. We got like 40 listeners, 40 of you folks throughout Arizona, and it's tremendous what you guys did calling in and sharing your thoughts and your comments on Wednesday and Thursday, like 40 of you, which is hard to do in that amount of time. So we'll do it again next week. We'll definitely do Open Line Wednesday. I may even add a second day. But here's what I got coming up. Stuart McDaniel here in just a second with some perspective on, let's call it, different levels of freedom in different states. He recently had some experiences that he wants to share and that I want you to hear. Plus the mayor of Flagstaff, Mayor Paul Deasy, he reached out to me, you know, right when this was all happening on Wednesday at the Capitol. And he has a message for everyone. And he reached out. He's like, hey, let's figure out a way to come together here. And we're going to disagree, but man, we got to get this under control. So stick around for Mayor of Flagstaff, Paul Deasy. And if you've got a comment, the Just Wireless listener line is open just for you. Comment anytime. Leave your comments today, 877-971-3971. But joining me from, I don't know where he is. Where in the world is Stuart McDaniel? Stuart, first of all, I mean, Stuart, you all know Stuart. He's in business. He's run for public office here in Northern Arizona for LD6. And he and I have literally been in the political trenches on issues like wages and so much. He's been a fighter on those issues. But where the heck are you, Stuart?
I just got back to Los Angeles, back to my office yesterday, actually, after being in Phoenix or Scottsdale area for quite some time. And then I prior to that, I was in Florida for a while.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, he called me from Florida like last weekend. And I was like, what the heck are you doing in Florida? But you're like, it's like it's the sunshine state, man. It's nice right now, but it's like the freedom state.
Oh, it was amazing.
Yeah.
It was amazing. A lot of fun and definitely free.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, let's get into that. But I want to, before we get into kind of comparing like the least free state, which is the one you went back to, California, hope they let you out. And in Arizona, I think, which is in the middle, and then Florida, which I think is leading the charge. What'd you think? I mean, as this was unfolding Wednesday, the Capitol being stormed basically and the riot. And yeah. I mean, give me your thoughts, Stuart.
Well, the other day, you know, violence needs to be condemned at all levels, period. And I condemn the violence that happened. We certainly need to address the issues that brought it to that level. Mm-hmm. And I think we need to have that conversation nationally, and I think that's important.
Yeah.
I do believe that it's important for those that are those on the left and the media that are condemning it, fine, rightfully condemn that, but they're hypocritical, and I'll call them all hypocrites, if they didn't equally condemn all the violence and riots that we saw over the summer with the BLM and Antifa riots, because they were very quiet, calling it mostly peaceful, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, so was this mostly peaceful.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, the violence is not where we're going to be solving our problems. And so it is amazing to me what we're hearing all the pundits nationwide, how horrible is a dark day. But they were fine when all the folks took over the Senate with the Kavanaugh hearings.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And that was cheered by those on the left and in the media. How look at this public outcry against this. It's very important that they do this. And well, wait a minute. If it's important on one side, it's also important on the other side. You know, whether we agree or disagree, that's fine. And we can have the disagreements. But the violence and then our law enforcement officers that have been killed, this lady, this veteran that was killed by Capitol Police, mm-hmm. It's tragic.
It didn't need to happen. You know, that's true. I was saying the same thing as we were live on air when it was unfolding on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, we're still doing follow-up. We're still doing follow-up on this. And I was like, I condemn that violence and them going into the Capitol. But I also was consistent when they were burning and rioting and 100-plus days in Portland and, you know, the stuff the media has been silent on. It's like, I had the same thought as you. And I think I saw Janet Napolitano on TV and I was like, where were you when all this other stuff was happening? You got to be consistent. And that's what makes people mad, Stuart.
Exactly. Well, and we're just tired of that. Mm-hmm. And because, yes, we believe in more liberty and freedom, and we don't want to have more government. Don't believe that solving problems of government is going to be helped by having more of it.
Yeah.
but, you know, our friends, if you will, on the left believe in government, and that's a lot. Well, it's almost their religion. And okay, that's their deal. But they talk about tolerance, but they're certainly not tolerant of us.
No,
no. They don't like it when we fight back, so to speak. I'm not talking about violently or anything like that. But so we can't justify one and condemn the other. They both have to be equally condemned.
Yeah, period. We push back. And look, you know what's about to come with full, what I called like when Emperor Palpatine was, you know, unlimited power. I mean, they're going to move fast on a national level to push for all kinds of things. I don't know if they'll get it all, but they're going to get some dramatic things. They're going to undo a lot of what Trump did. It's unfortunate because what happens at the Capitol, you know, they're almost trying to just totally, that's it. Oh, everything Trump did, no good. When there were so many great accomplishments, this was so frustrating. The peace that's happened in the Middle East, I can go on and on. And they want to discount a whole movement now when, you know, most of the people that were there, they didn't storm the Capitol, you know?
Right. Well, that's another thing I'm concerned about. And as far as, just mark my words, if you look at the wars, I mean, I would not be surprised whatsoever under a Biden administration if we were to have a war during his time.
Got
we
it.
Did not have additional wars under Trump.
Yeah.
And that's something, and one, we can't afford it. There's no need for it. The human capital alone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that I think Trump deserves credit for. And those on the left, supposedly the anti-war left, just won't give him credit for it. But that's something that this administration has done a very good job at. So,
now, Stuart, I stole your picture from Facebook. I have it up on the screen right now. Hashtag leave home. It could save freedom. You have been so outspoken, and as I have, but you're in the belly of the beast there in California, in the LA County, I believe, or you're in the LA area. What is it like? Is it as bad as we hear as far as kind of being locked down? Give us a picture.
It's actually worse.
No,
it's worse.
Great, great.
It is worse.
Okay.
When the mayor of LA, Garcetti, came out and said, to not take unnecessary walks, don't go or bike rides, $500 fines. It's worse. It is tyranny, and I understand that, and I get it on social media. Oh, you're just exaggerating. No, I'm not. People are becoming destitute because of government.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not because of the virus. It is because of the way that these people who don't even abide by their own dictates are enforcing. It's a countywide curfew, but fortunately, the sheriff's department said that they will not enforce that, which is a good thing. But the only thing that's going to stop this is when people tell these tyrants no and not comply with these unjust orders. And this has nothing to do with the virus. This has nothing to do with public health and safety. And I guess this dovetails nicely into Florida.
Yeah.
Florida has, and you know, because California and other places use these PCR tests, which is the test that the most states use to determine whether or not people have the coronavirus or not. And so many of them, nearly half, and there's multiple studies on this, come out as false positives or false negatives. It's not a reliable test, and public policy is being used based on these tests.
Is that the Q-tip one, or what is that?
That's the one. Yes, yeah, up your nose type of deal. And then they scare people in the media to take a test. Well, why would we want to take a test? We don't take a test for the flu if we're healthy. And healthy people don't spread any kind of virus, and they never have throughout history, and they never will. And again, I'm not a doctor, but there's plenty of other doctors and scientists that are saying just that. This whole asymptomatic carrier thing is nonsense.
So you decide to go to Florida, though. You decide,
hey, Florida.
Yeah. Wait, real quick. Did you come out of Phoenix or LA?
Out of Phoenix. I was in Phoenix.
Okay.
I was there in the Phoenix area, and it's kind of a last minute thing. They decided to go out to Florida and flew into Fort Lauderdale, spent time in Boca Raton and Miami and kind of southern Florida area. And Florida is a huge state, and it has just about as many people in that state as California does, and just as many cases. But guess what? No more deaths. And there's actually a larger elderly population in Florida, and people aren't dying. And guess what? Everything is wide open. On New Year's Eve, I was at a restaurant nightclub type of a place. Live music. How about that? A DJ, dancing, inside dining, no social distancing, no masks whatsoever. Hundreds of people there having a great time. It's a COVID-free zone, apparently, in Florida. All the businesses are open, and the schools are open, and people continue to move to Florida. And I noticed a lot of New York license plates.
Oh, yeah. New York, it's always been a retirement community for New York and New Jersey, but probably more so now. People want freedom. People want warmth, too.
And it is wide open there.
Yeah.
There is no restrictions. There aren't any restrictions whatsoever. People at the beach. It was nice and warm, 80 degrees. The water was beautiful.
Si, you're making me jealous here. I was almost like Stuart. Hey, I'm gonna be there. Yeah, you know, I'm jumping on a plane.
coming back on the plane, that's another. Get on a plane. You're sitting next to somebody 2 inches away.
Yeah.
And people around you, and it's packed. But then you have to put a mask on in the airport and social distance on the way out of the plane. As if you haven't been sitting next to these people for 5 hours.
It's a great point. I saw a picture on social media of, while I'm at the airport checking in, I've got to be 6 feet apart, all this spacing, all this stuff. But then I'm just going to be on the plane with all these people, like shoulder to shoulder. So it is getting a little silly. But go ahead.
It's outrageous. It's absolutely outrageous.
Yeah.
The roads are great, Miami Beach was just, as you can imagine, or South Beach. I don't know if you're familiar with the area. It's just that you hear the nightclubs and people having a good time and restaurants and all that. And wide open.
Yeah.
And the economy is booming. It's thriving. And there's jobs and there's opportunities. The real estate market is exploding. It's
crazy.
A feeling of freedom. And the Governor DeSantis, he pushes back against the leftist narratives. And I've got issues with the vaccine, but if people want to take it, fine. And people are getting it there as they would like.
Mm-hmm. Is there a statewide mask mandate or no?
Oh, he actually issued an executive order saying that no counties are allowed to have even county or city mandates on mask or closures.
Okay.
So he preemptively, because there are certain areas that tend to be more leftist. Mm-hmm. I don't use the word liberal anymore, because if you're liberal, you'll actually, agree to disagree on certain things. And they're not liberal. They're illiberal.
They're leftist. They're leftist. Yeah.
That word is not, I'm a classical liberal, right?
Yeah.
As you are, for that matter.
Yeah.
So,
They've tainted, they've stolen that word, really, if you think about it.
Absolutely.
Sure. So wait, okay, where are people? I'm sure there are still people under their own personal decision, personal freedom, wearing a mask.
Especially some of the elderly folks in restaurants or whatever that are wearing masks, and it's fine. And that's personal responsibility, taking your personal risk.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's something, because there's risk in everything that we do in all of our lives. And that's something that I read a book by Nicholas Taleb, on asymmetries in life and in risk, and skin in the game. And if we don't have skin in the game, this is something that these politicians, that they don't have any skin in the game with these edicts that they're putting out, because they don't have to have any of the negative consequences.
They don't live by this. They don't live in the same world. And I was, I've been talking about this a lot the past couple of days. They're fencing themselves in more, especially you watch with what happened in DC. It's going to be more of an excuse for them to be even more separate from us. And I told this example yesterday of when I was in Egypt, when I think it was Mubarak was still in power and alive, I guess. I don't even think he's alive anymore. And he was in this walled palace and the people hated him, had to have that separation because they hated him so much.
Right. Well, fortunately here in America, this is something that a lot of Americans have forgotten, that the government only rules by the will of the people. And when we decide that we're not going to be controlled by these, I mean, these unconstitutional edicts. They're not even laws. Mm-hmm. I mean, unless it goes to the legislature and signed into law, it is not a law.
Yeah, directive.
Period.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, when enough of us decide to, you know what, open up your business, tell the government to pound sand, and move on with your life, then we'll take that power back. You know, I did notice in San Francisco, more people died of drug overdoses than huge, you know, it's like over 600 versus dying of COVID. Mm-hmm. But yet, where's the outcry there?
Yeah.
So
it's about power. Yeah. It's about power, you know, and you've got, like you said, you got a total totalitarian, you know, tyrannical state with Newsom, who there's a recall process underway.
Getting very close to getting the needs over a million signatures, and it's getting very, very close.
He needs to go. If there's ever a message that even a liberal state could send to the rest of the country is this don't work. You can't. You're supposed to be a representative. You're a tyrant, and you need to go. I hope that it follows through and goes through. Now, real quick, because we're getting tight on time. When you come back to Arizona, would you classify Arizona as in kind of the middle of the freedom range now?
It's in the middle. Okay. It is in the middle. I'm still able to have my firearms, which is great.
True.
I did have a very unfortunate accident in Florida with all that water, and somehow, you know, being on the old swamps, I don't know, a lot of my rifles, I don't know what happened. It was the same. Yeah.
Did you have to fend off an alligator?
Yeah. Plenty of alligators out there.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Maybe the alligators got them in advance of upcoming leftists. Who knows? But not in Florida. They're okay.
But middle of the road. So, and I don't like being in the middle on a lot of things. I know people will equate that to politics, but in business and like freedom and things like that, it's like you're the mushy middle. I'd rather go to Texas or Florida. Or if I want to live under leftist tyrants, then I'm going to go to California. But
sure. That's where federalism matters.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
And period. And so, and that's, and I agree with you and everything, you know, because I'm still an Arizona resident with my business also in California, but I'm done. Mm-hmm. California, that's like at this point, the exit strategy is being put into place.
Yeah, good.
And one of the reasons why I had to look at Florida and just take a trip out there and see what it feels like to have to be in a free state. And that is a truly free state where Arizona. When you say middle, what that means is that's less freedom.
Yep. Yeah. No, it breaks my heart. We got to, and you know, it's look, the evidence is out there of how to operate in Florida. Give them credit. They're going for it. They're doing it that way. And other states are going to have to learn, and they're going to have to slacken off, or they're going to be abandoned. Now, Stuart, I would recommend this. You should go and move to Florida, and please get a couple extra rooms, and I'll come out and visit. Be close to the beach, and we will. I don't know if I'm of the disco age anymore, whatever you called it. Is it even discos anymore?
Yeah. I don't know about that. That's not.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't think either one of us
is
there.
Yeah. But we could still have a beer on the beach without a mask, I guess. All right, Stuart. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Yeah. We'll hold down the fort there. I'll be back. You know, of course, I go back and forth frequently. It is critical. I mean, just to those on the left that complain about those of us who just want to be left alone.
Yeah.
At the end of the day. We just want to be left alone and take personal responsibility. And that matters.
Absolutely.
So let's keep doing that. And at the end of the day, and pray for our country with what's going on. But this historically will be okay. Republics don't typically last very long. We have to fight for them.
We do.
Good. If you look at what's happening.
We have to do that. All right, Stuart McDaniel, appreciate the time. And folks, stick around because we do have Mayor Paul Deasy coming up. Quick break. Back in a minute.
You're listening to The Jeff Horovitz Show.